This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, October 30, Jacob's funeral. Our reading comes from Genesis chapter 50. Jacob threw himself on his father and wept over him and kissed him. Then Joseph directed the physicians in his service to embalm his father Israel. So the physicians embalmed him, taking a full 40 days. For that was the time required for embalming. And the Egyptians mourned for him 70 days. When the days of mourning had passed, Joseph said to Pharaoh's court, "If I have found favor in your eyes, speak to Pharaoh for me. Tell him, my father made me swear an oath and said, 'I am about to die. Bury me in the tomb I dug for myself in the land of Canaan. Now let me go up and bury my father. Then I will return.' Pharaoh said, 'Go up and bury your father, as he made you swear to do.' So Joseph went up to bury his father. All Pharaoh's officials accompanied him, the dignitaries of his court and all the dignitaries of Egypt, besides all the members of Joseph's household and his brothers and those belonging to his father's household. Only their children and their flocks and herds were left in Goshen. Chariots and horsemen also went up with him. It was a very large company. When they reached the threshing floor of Etad, near the Jordan, they lamented loudly and bitterly, and there Joseph observed a 7-day period of mourning for his father. When the Canaanites who lived there saw the mourning at the threshing floor of Etad, they said, 'The Egyptians are holding a solemn ceremony of mourning.' That is why the place near the Jordan is called Abel Mizraim." So Jacob's sons did as he had commanded them. They carried him to the land of Canaan, and buried him in the cave in the field of Machpelah, near Mamre, which Abraham had bought along with the field as a burial place from Ephron the Hittite. After burying his father, Joseph returned to Egypt, together with his brothers and all the others who had gone with him to bury his father. In my ministry work, I've met a number of people who dislike funerals. They say that mourning the dead is a negative and distasteful experience. It reminds us that everyone is mortal. No one's life will go on indefinitely. A funeral, however, can also express the significance of a person's life before God and others. Despite their father's flaws, Jacob's sons appear to have loved him. They honored him with all the pomp and ceremony of their adopted home in Egypt. But Jacob's burial in his homeland is also an act of faith. It recalls his trust in God's promise to give Israel's descendants a place where they could live securely before God. Grief at a funeral appropriately affirms that a person's life meant something to us and to God. But we do not grieve as people who have no hope. Believers who die in the grip of God's grace die with the hope of living securely before God, and those who mourn have the same hope in Christ. The good news of the Christian faith is that death has been swallowed up in victory. Death points to our helplessness to maintain life as we deserve it, but it also recalls the resurrection of Jesus through which sin is forgiven and eternal life is given. May our funerals embrace this greatest of all hopes. Pray with me. Father, you have said that death is an enemy, and we feel that. May we find hope in Christ and his resurrection always, especially in our grief. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.